That's our ring. Time for London Avenue.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When we left Lum and Abner, they were very much elated. They had decided that the mysterious bottle of pills found in the late Professor Hinkeldorf's car, when mixed with water, formed a substitute for gasoline. As badly as the old fellows are in need of cash just now, it would be a blessing if the formula should prove to be a synthetic gasoline. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at their jot-and-down store. Listen.
My granny's out of bed. Every nickel I had that stuff was a substitute for gasoline.
Yeah, I thought sure it was too, Lum. But it must not be. Wouldn't work in that car. Just look at the blisters on my hand from cracking that thing.
Well, I got something my own to look at. Looky there.
Oh, my goodness alive.
If somebody wants to come in here to buy something, I wouldn't even be able to rob it up for them. Pushing that thing clean up to the top of the hill is what wore us out.
Yeah, that was a mistake. We ought to have waited till the cool of the evening to try that. Out there in that hot sun, pushing that thing.
Yeah. Why I never rode back down with you and Cedric, I'll never know.
Well, I know there weren't no reason for you to walk all the way back down here, Lum.
I know it. Stood right there like a dummy and watched you coast back down the hill, and I had to walk clean back to the store, tired as I was.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of room for you.
You said you're still out there tinkering with the car?
I reckon so. That's where I left him.
You might as well give that up. You'll never get us started with that stuff in the gasoline tank.
Oh, no. If it was going to start, well, it'd have started coming down that hill. We had it in gear all the way down. Never even sneezed one time.
No, that stuff's bound to be for something else.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know. And I don't care. I'm tired of experimenting with it, I know that.
Don't care?
No, sir, I don't care.
There ought to be some way to find out what it's for. We've got to raise $160 in 30 days' time. And that's the only way I know to do it. Finding out what that formula's for and selling it.
Well, I'm supposing the stuff ain't worth nothing after we find out what it's for.
Well, it's bound to be worth something.
Yeah, Professor Hinkeldorf might have invented it and not knowed what it was himself. You can't tell.
Now, sir, I believe that bottle of pills is that formula he kept talking about in that daily diary of his. Might not every day he'd write something in there about the... Said if he perfected it, it'd startle the world. All such talk as that.
Yeah, but that might have been something else he's working on. We don't know that it was these tablets he's talking about.
No, but they was in his car. And had the directions on the bottle. Mixed two tablets with 5 gallons of water.
Yeah, he might have just bought them pills at a drugstore somewhere, too.
You're the biggest doubting Tom I ever seen in my life.
I ain't doubting. You get yourself worked up over something like this, Lum, and your imagination runs away with you. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, what reckon I meant by that? Let your imagination run away with you.
I don't know. You said it.
Yeah, I know I did. I must have heard somebody say that, I reckon. Don't sound the same when I say it, though.
Well, you oughtn't to go around saying things, reckon you know what they mean. Stop and think. Weigh your words careful before you speak.
Yeah, that's what I ordered. Huh? Weigh them?
Why, sure.
Weigh words on a pair of scales?
I never said on scales.
Well, how else can you weigh stuff except on scales?
Well, when I said weigh them, I never meant actual weigh them on scales. I meant...
Well, I better put mine on the scales on them. I couldn't guess what them things would weigh.
Well, they won't weigh nothing.
Well, how am I going to weigh them, then, if they don't weigh nothing?
Weigh them on your tongue before you say them.
Oh, for goodness sake. I know I couldn't weigh them that way.
Well, just forget about it. We've got things of heap more importance than that to worry about. How to raise $160 in 30 days, for instance.
Lead, rock, iron, cement, feathers, cotton.
What are you doing over there?
They don't weigh nothing, Lum.
Get away from them scales, Abner. That's the silliest thing I ever seen. You couldn't weigh a word by saying it on top of the scales.
Well, I can't say a bunch of them at once. Oh, wait. Grapes? Oh.
Well, swan to goodness, that's foolishness.
Raw, lead, cement, feathers, Abner Peabody, Ron Edwards, Rose Moose, Cedric.
Now, what do you think you're doing, talking into that paper sack that away?
I'm just going to get a whole sack full and wing them.
Now, Granny, if I hadn't saw this, I wouldn't have believed it. Trying to weigh a sack full of words. It's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
By doggies, it works. Let's see. Nearly a half a pound.
What weighs nearly a half a pound?
This sack of words. Look at that. Way over a quarter of a pound.
Words can't weigh nothing. You must be leaning on the scales. Let me see.
I ain't no such a thing. Now, look at that.
Yeah. Now take the sack off of there. Put it back.
See you there?
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Maybe I'm the one that's crazy. How many words did you say in that sack?
Oh, about a dozen, I reckon.
Well, that outcaps anything I ever seen. Here, let me say a few in there.
Yeah. say heavy ones, Lum, like cement and rock and corn. That's what I've done.
Well, no wonder it weighed that much. There's a tomato down in this bag.
Yeah, that was already there. I never had to say tomato.
Never had to put that sack up.
Ain't you going to try it?
Granny's Abner, there's times when I don't know whether you ought to be running loose or not.
Oh, you're just mad because you're wrong. That's your trouble. Let me get a big sack over there. I'll fill it.
You get another sack and I'm going to whop you right on top of the head. Now, just get away from them scales.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. What are you so grouchy about today?
I ain't grouchy. I'm trying to figure out some way to raise $160, and you stand around here weighing words.
You told me to.
I never done no such a thing.
You did, too. Told me to weigh my words before I said them. Oh, well, I said them first, didn't I? Well, no wonder you're so mad. Well, here, wait a minute, though. How do you go about doing that, Lum?
Go about doing what?
Weighing them before you say them. They're down inside of you, all them words. You can't get them out to weigh them, because when you get them out, you're done.
And you're the exasperatingest somebody I ever seen in my life. I told you 100 times. Wait a minute, here comes Cedric.
Told me 100 times, wait a minute, here comes Cedric.
Cedric, you're wasting your time out there fooling with that car. Just let it go.
I must be deep. That's the first time I heard him say it.
Well, I'm going to try it one more time, Mr. Lone. If it don't start, I'm going to give up on it.
No, I reckon we had the wrong idea about that stuff being a substitute for gasoline, anyway. We tried it all morning. It never worked.
Yes, Mom, but I got a different carburetor on there now.
You ain't bought another carburetor for that thing, have you?
No, Mom, I just put that old one back on there. Going to try it.
What old one?
Don't you know, when we first got the car, we couldn't get it started, so I taken that old carburetor he had on there off of it. Got another one. Looked like it was homemade anyway. I got to thinking a while ago, maybe that was a special carburetor he had just to burn this stuff in.
My granny, you might have stumbled onto something there, Cedric. Have you tried it yet?
No, Mama. I want to get a little shingle nail over here to use for a cotter key. I lost one a minute ago.
Come on, Abner. I believe Cedric's hit onto something here.
Are you going to try it now, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. This nail will do, I reckon.
Hi, Granny, I can't wait to see if it works.
I know.
How in the world did you ever think about that, Cedric?
I don't know. I wasn't even thinking about nothing, but I did.
Well, that old carburetor wouldn't burn gasoline. Maybe this stuff here is what it was made for.
Well, sir, man, if this works, our worries are over.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You see, all I've got to do is slip this cotter key in here, and then we can try.
Well, Granny, that is a cuter-looking carburetor, ain't it? He must have made that himself.
Looks like it.
I never seen one like it. Bound to be homemade. And get this thing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
You want me to crank it, Cedric?
No, Mom. I'll spin it first.
Me dead blame. Granny's a... Oh, sure, that start.
Me too, me too.
Get myself all excited here for now. Here, let me try it. Well, I reckon I
I'll be dead blamed. Well, let's don't crank no more on this crazy thing. We've done roar our hands out this morning.
Hey, look at that hand.
Wait a minute. Here, Cedric. You forgot to turn on the switch.
Mom?
Look at here. Wait a minute. Here. Now it's turned on. Yeah, now try it, Mom.